Well, hello and welcome to episode 351 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. Like it says in the title, this is a movie review podcast, so there will be spoilers coming up on some of these movies. I am Doug, and I'm joined by Extra Features head honcho Simon. How you doing, Simon?
I am still here. You know, this show was only supposed to last maybe 20 episodes, and we were supposed to pack it in and just so oh, that was fun.
Wow, and now you're up to 351. I think
It's
you're the only person
insane.
who's been in every single episode.
I have. Even Kevin missed some early ones because he was busy. Kevin has never been fired. Kevin is still on the show. He's just really extremely busy.
Yes.
So, I mean, one day I'll probably have him back on in January for a top 10 list. I'm hoping. That's usually an Oscars. Like, just Kevin can't do movies anymore. He just does not have time.
Fair enough.
But you can run into him at conventions all across USA and Canada. That's where you want to find Kevin. That's where he is.
Yes, he works at all the comic cons, and he'll be
Yeah.
there.
So, Doug, before we were,
Yes,
I
sir.
just want people to know we were supposed to record this yesterday. Not that it matters to anybody because I never put them out on time anyway. Doug has been the greatest dad ever. Would you like to tell our
Yes.
listeners why? Because I was fucking impressed as a father. Not sure I could do this myself.
My youngest son is a senior in high school. His girlfriend is now a freshman in college. So over Halloween weekend, he wanted to visit her, but she is in a college, depending on traffic, between 4 and 5 hours away. So being the good dad, I drove him to see his girlfriend Thursday night, and I immediately turned around, came back home. I got home at about 3 a.m., wandered into my bedroom and fell asleep until about 9 when the super of my building came and started knocking on my door, but that's a whole nother story.
Is this a
And
good
then
story, the super knocking at the door? Because I think it might be relative, because I haven't heard it.
No, you haven't heard it. I tend to keep that to myself, but now he had to come and fix a window in my
Oh.
bathroom, but I never got an email saying he was coming at 9 a.m. on Friday, but
Oh.
there he was
Oh. Oh, brutal.
after I got
Brutal.
in at 3 a.m. But I Kate was over. Kate actually did get sleep the night before, so she woke up and she was the one who handled the super and was none too pleased with the barging in at 9 a.m. And she asked, "Well, is this normal? Do you normally?" He's like, "No, we sent an email." So she asked me to check my email. I never got an email about this, so she was none too pleased with my super. But that was Friday, that was Halloween, and then on Sunday I drove back to Rhode Island to pick up my son and got him home. That time I got home much earlier. It was like 9 o'clock at night on Sunday.
Now,
But
me being me, I decided to look up Rhode Island
yes.
and see how long. I almost emailed you places to go visit for me so I could have an itinerary, but I thought you might kill me. But that did cross my mind, being me. And you
Okay.
know me, being me, would have sent you that list and expected it to be complete.
Yes,
But you
yes.
didn't tell me you were staying, so I stopped researching it. But if you
No, I
were
did not
staying in
stay.
Rhode Island, I had a full venue of things for you to do.
Okay.
And on the
Well, I had
list was looking
plans.
for, I'm going to finish, then I promise you can talk.
Okay.
Looking for Oreo Cherry Coke, Oreo Coke was on the list. Because
Okay.
I had mapped out Targets you could go check for me.
Oh, okay.
Because I know how much you love Target and Walmart. Because I figured you could just do some shopping for me while you were there.
Oh yes. Oh yes. That was high on my itinerary.
Oh, I'm sure it
Way
was, because
above sleep.
I'm sure Kate is eagerly prepping my Christmas present of my Krispy Kreme New York donut that's only available in New York. It's a big apple. I'm sure she's eagerly getting me a container to mail that to me. I'm hoping.
Yes,
Yes.
because nothing tastes better than a stale donut sent through the
Nothing,
mail.
nothing at all. It probably tastes as good as the Oreo Coke I've received from you.
Yes.
So, Doug, I just want people to know that I think you're Father of the Year. You've beaten me. I already drive an
Thank
hour
you.
to see my daughter. I take her out for lunch. I stay for a few hours and I come home. All within the
Okay.
same day. Like, it's not 3 a.m. I can't do that anymore. I'm too old. So, me personally, I would just found somewhere to stay in Rhode Island and found something to do. There must be a hockey team there somewhere I could watch a game.
I'm sure there's something to do, but no, nah, I had plans. I had a Halloween party I had to go to on Friday evening, and then had tickets to see a show in New York on Saturday.
Hold on. We got lots more. This is getting better.
Yeah.
What show did Doug see?
I saw Bat Boy.
Who is in this show that I've never heard of?
There was a lot of people in it, a bunch of Tony nominees and stuff. It was
We're a
a
movie
special
show.
two week run thing, so it was a limited engagement type of thing.
I have an idea. Next time your lovely son needs to go to Rhode Island, get him an Uber app and a bus ticket. I think that might be cheaper.
I don't know. That could be pretty expensive, but we'll see.
I'm
I think
just
the next time he
saying.
goes up there, he's taking the train, so.
Fine. Just, give Dad a break. That's a
Yes.
lot of driving. So, Doug, after all this, did you have time to actually watch any movies?
I will be honest, it's been about a week since I've watched a movie, so I have notes on what I've watched for the episode, but it has been a little while since I've seen a movie.
I do have new chips to open, Doug.
Oh, smoky paprika. That sounds good,
These
actually.
are from England.
Okay.
And I have good news, people, that my friend from Europe is in Europe right now picking up new potato chips for me to try.
All right. Well, you're trying a potato chip. You want me to set up our first movie?
Oh, these things smell weird. Smell like bacon.
That could be the paprika.
You want one, Doug?
Sure. Could you mail me one? I'm sure I'll get it in pristine condition.
I'll put it in the container my donut comes in. I'm sure it's
Okay.
hermetically sealed.
Simon's given a thumbs up. It looks like the smoky
These are good.
paprikas are a
These
hit.
are really, really good. These are probably the best ones I've had.
Okay.
I'll give this a solid 9.
Nice.
I like them.
All right. Well, while
I'll eat
Simon
those
is
tomorrow.
chewing, let me set up our first movie for this episode. It is Caught Stealing. Directed by Darren Aronofsky, starring Austin Butler, Regina King, Zoe Kravitz, Matt Smith, Liev Schreiber, and Vincent D'Onofrio. And also, I'd be neglectful if I didn't mention Super Bowl halftime show performer Bad Bunny is also in this movie. All right.
Ice, ice, baby. Ch
Okay, I know you're Canadian, but I do have to say Puerto Rico is an American location, so you can't deport Bad Bunny. ICE would have nothing to do with him. He is American.
I can't. I don't want to deport. I don't want to deport to anybody.
Okay. Well, you were
Why
singing
would I
Ice
want to
Ice
deport to?
Baby,
That's the
so.
only song like. All I know is what I saw. I mean, I don't
Okay.
know where he's from. Is
Puerto
Bruno
Rico.
Mars American? Is he Puerto Rican too?
I have no idea about Bruno Mars.
I like Bruno Mars, but we're not here to discuss Bruno
Okay.
Mars. But let's go back to your
No,
Caught
he
Stealing.
was not in Caught Stealing.
No, thought he was. If I got
All
confused, him and Bad
right.
Bunny, Bruno, who could tell the difference? Not this guy.
You're just not a music connoisseur then. I get I can start with this movie. I was impressed. This movie was less funny than the trailers had me believing it would be, but the script I thought was really tight. That this had a fantastic setup. It had the payoffs. It had all the leading up. Just really wonderful performances too. I really loved Butler. I thought Regina King was good. Vincent D'Onofrio and Liev Schreiber as the Hasidic assassin Jews. I had a lot of fun with this movie. It did get pretty dark at times. Spoiler alert, Zoe Kravitz does not make it through. I was not expecting her to get whacked in this movie, but she does. I just thought, with the exception of one scene, the scene where Liev Schreiber and Vincent D'Onofrio walk in on that wedding and start blowing everybody away, I thought the story was actually pretty believable. I thought it was pretty realistic, pretty believable. And I'm excited that 2025 seems to be a year that prestige directors are doing crime films. We have Darren Aronofsky doing this. You have Paul Thomas Anderson doing One Battle After Another. You even have Ari Aster doing Eddington, which could be seen as a crime film.
It is.
I really like this. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, here we go. Me and Dagger, you're off to a good fight right out the beginning. Doug, me and Aronofsky are like, you know me, these new, whatever directors we're going to call them. I have this and they just, Ari Aster, I have the same problem with. It's give and take with me. I find he gives me a lot to work with. I just didn't want to take any of it. I found it choppy. I thought the guy was running 24/7. I'm like, oh, here we go again, going for another run. I don't care. Why don't you call your mom again? Because I don't care. Oh, great. Yeah, don't care. And that's literally what I did the whole film. I'm like, yep, this ain't jiving with me in any way. Doug's gonna love it, and I'm gonna hate it. I already know this. I'm already halfway through, and I'm not feeling anything here. I like the acting. I like the script. I just felt it didn't mesh for me at times. I just felt it was good. If I showed it as short films, if we just, you know what I'm talking about. He has a lot of cuts in them. You can tell where the cuts are, the new storyline starts. I like them as short films. I didn't like the overall picture by the end. I did like the end. I gotta say, coming from the end, I did like how it wrapped up. I think it was kind of predictable how it wrapped up, but I was okay with it. It didn't do anything for me, but I find Aronofsky's just not doing it for me lately. Not in a while.
I mean, that's fair. I'm not a fan of all of Aronofsky's stuff,
That
but this
nature
one.
film with Jennifer Lawrence was bizarre.
I kind of like that one. Mother? I liked
Mother, that's
Mother.
it. Each his own. I mean, me and Aronofsky again are love and hate. It's like me and Ari Aster. It's love and hate.
I mean, Aronofsky's previous film, The Whale, I did not like
Oh,
The
see, I
Whale
friggin'
at
love
all.
The Whale. Loved it.
I hated The Whale.
So there we go. So I'm just saying, people, I think the film's worth watching. I think if you're halfway through and you're just like, this ain't doing it for me, just turn it off or fast forward to the end because you'll catch up on what's going on. I don't know. It just didn't mesh for me. I didn't like Matt Smith as a punk. Kind of just looked stunt casting too.
See, I didn't mind that. I liked that. I thought he brought a credibility to it with his Britishness, I guess. I don't know how
Well,
else
I've
to put
already
it.
saw him in Starving Acre. That was enough Matt Smith for me. I just don't find him an interesting actor.
Okay, that's fair. I like him. And he wasn't the lead here,
You
so.
like everybody, so it doesn't count.
Not everybody. There are people I don't like.
Me, I'm one. He just that's why he won't come to my house to do this show. He stays in his apartment.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm Also, that would be a hell of a drive to do a
Well, I know
podcast
you can do
once
it
every 2 weeks.
now. I think we've proved to you can do it. It's only 12 hours to my
Yeah,
place.
about that. So that would be a 24-hour getting there, coming back. Yeah, that'll.
Listen, I'll find you a nice place to stay.
Okay.
You're not staying at my house, that's for sure, but I will find
Oh, that's fair. That
you.
is fair. All right. I guess we'll go from Caught Stealing to Honey Don't, directed by Ethan Coen, starring Margaret Qualley, Aubrey Plaza, Chris Evans, and Charlie Day.
Oh,
What
that's
did
who
you
that
think of
was.
Honey Don't?
Now, I'm going to apologize for listeners. I think I saw this about 3 months ago when it first came out. I
Okay.
watched it. I am not a fan with him without his brother.
Okay.
I need them together. I find this film was very linear for the most part, and I found it really boring. I think the shot selections there, I find the Coen shot selections are always good. My problem is Margaret Qualley. I don't get people keep running her down my throat. I think she's quality, but she needs quality to get there. She's not going to bring my work better. Does that make sense? If she doesn't have a
Yes.
good script, she doesn't make it better on her own. She tries hard, but she needs to improve on it, I think. And she's gotten better, I agree, but I just like, eh. Aubrey Plaza to me is always the same. Just kind of, okay, it's Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do better, but it's Aubrey Plaza. She works cheap. I got it. I remember coming out of this going, I'm bored. This whole trilogy has bored me to no tears. I don't find it interesting.
Okay.
Other than the shot selection, I find the script dull to me. I find the acting dull. I need his brother to come together and bring me back the Coens. I need them back.
Okay.
It's like those other guys that broke up. The one did, oh, the Safdies. I need them to come back together too.
Okay. Well, we're getting two movies this year from the Safdies.
Together?
Not together,
Then
separate.
I'm out.
We
No.
have Smashing Machine and
I've
Marty
already seen it.
Supreme. Okay.
What's the other one?
Marty Supreme.
I'll try it. It's got to be better than Smashing Machine because that was smashingly boring.
Okay. All right, well, I'm kind of with you on this one. I definitely think Ethan needs Joel to that something about the two of them together, they just those movies work. Even their worst movie is better than this. On the other hand, I did like Margaret Qualley. I thought whoever's idea it was to cast her as like a 40s or 50s PI, I think that worked. I thought she brought that world weariness. I liked her delivering that dialogue. But really, aside from that there wasn't much in this movie to really captivate me. I thought the whole thing with the cult, it seemed, especially with the end reveal, that it was just a red herring, and they spent way too long on that red herring for it to not lead to anything. The ending almost makes sense to me, but not completely. I'm trying not to spoil things, but what the
I'll be allowed
heck?
to
I've
spoil
already
things.
said we give spoilers. It turns out Aubrey Plaza is a serial killer.
Oh, that
Like
was
I
it. I
said,
knew there was something to do with
yeah.
Aubrey Plaza at the end, but I couldn't remember because I think I fell asleep four times.
Like I said, the ending almost makes sense to me, and I think if I watched it another time, I might be able to pick up on the clues
Why would
if
you
there are
want to watch
clues,
this
but
another time?
that's the thing. I don't really. I
Then
really
don't.
don't want to watch it again. I ended up giving this a 2.5 out of 5. Like I said, I like Margaret Qualley. I like Ethan Coen. I just think he really needs his brother to shine. I think the two of them working together is magic. Them separately, not so much.
Oh, I forgot something in the pre-chat before we started. I got to tell you. I want people to know next, this is Doug's list. Next list is my list. I told Doug on text I was taking one for the team. I forgot to tell you the film I watched for us.
Okay.
Father's Little Dividend was the next film in the Minnelli Marathon. It's a sequel to Father of the Bride. It's done. You don't have to worry about it. Just
Oh,
wanted to bring
good.
that up now. So people, don't worry. Doug is not going to have to watch Father's Little Dividend. Oh.
But speaking of movies we did watch,
Oh, crap.
now
More movies?
it's time to get into The Toxic Avenger, the remake, directed by Macon Blair, starring Peter Dinklage, Jacob Tremblay, Kevin Bacon, and Elijah Wood. My turn to start here, and I don't know why, but for some reason, this movie very much felt like Wes Craven's Swamp Thing to me.
Which I have never seen.
This movie had a lot more gore to it, and it was a lot more goofy, but it kind of felt like Wes Craven's Swamp Thing to me. This was fun. It had a very low budget. I think it's a love letter to the original trauma film, a love letter to all the trauma films that Lloyd Kaufman made. But this one had bigger stars in it. You're not going to get a Peter Dinklage or a Kevin Bacon to show up in a trauma film. Maybe Elijah Wood. He's a little weird. He likes to do weird projects. But yeah, there really wasn't much for me to grab onto in this movie. It felt like it had a lot of very weird things just for weirdness' sake. The bad guys' henchmen were a heavy metal band for some reason, and they were very popular, but still the henchmen who go around killing people. Like I said, it felt like it was weird for weirdness's sake without much story behind it. Like Honey Don't, I gave this 2.5 out of 5. I love Peter Dinklage, but this is a performance where he's really only in half the movie. He physically is in half, and then the other half, he's just voicing the Toxic Avenger while another actor does the physicality, much like Darth Vader or something.
Well, I see. Speaking of a guy that's watched three of the four Toxic Avenger movies, this felt exactly the same as I did about the first one. It's terrible. Just dumb plot. I'm like, Peter Dinklage must be having the fun time of his life. He must have made enough money at Games of Thrones, so he'll do anything thrown at him now. I mean, he was in Roof Man for maybe 20 minutes, you know. Playing the same little guy he did in same story, same kind of guy. I did not mean what I said, but I did say it, but I didn't quite mean it that way. Same kind of guy in Elf, like just some angry little man. Right? Which is fine. He's shorter than me. He's little. I just found this was the same thing. I thought the graphics were terrible. I thought the plot was terrible. I really came to the end of this going, I'm done with these Toxic Avenger films. You might have one more to watch. That I've seen all five
Okay.
of them. They're not good. They're bad B slock. And I think the only reason this got a big release is because of Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
I think people are like, oh, Toxic Avengers back. And I'm like, why do you care? Did you watch the other garbage? No. You're watching because Peter Dinklage is in it. So I'll go see it. Absolute total garbage. Just the same as the first three. Actually, three is getting better. I found three is an improvement. But they're still
Okay, so you
terrible. They're
have
not
one
good.
of the traumas left.
I have four is the last one I have to watch, the fourth one.
Is
I've
that
watched.
Citizen Toxy? Is that
That's the one. I have not
that's the
seen a
fourth?
Citizen
Okay.
Toxie, which I hate to, I might get to it this weekend if I have time, but it will get done.
Okay.
If you
All
want to know
right.
my reviews, read my Letterboxd. Extra features PC on Letterboxd. Excuse the podcast. It's all there. I review everything I watch. I'm trying, except for the horror ones I haven't done, but they'll probably get done soon. I just think
Okay.
this is garbage. I don't know why people like this franchise. It's not good.
Because
And
it's camp. It's all camp.
Go watch Batman 66. You want real camp. This is just bad.
Okay.
I think there's better B movies out there than Toxic Avenger.
I would
Right?
agree with that,
I'd rather
yes.
watch Critters over again.
Okay. Now you're talking my language. Critters
Like,
is
I've seen
a
all the Critters movies. Like, I mean, I think people need to understand what I'm like. If Doug says watch number one, he'll go and watch all five. And that's
Yes.
just who I am. So when this came out with the new Toxic Avenger, I said, well, let me watch the first one. I'm like, that is one big pile of crap. Badly acted, got no money. Two's got a little bit more money, and three, I think, has got about the same budget. It was supposed to take place in Japan, but it looks like they went to Chinatown.
Yes.
And I mean, maybe the trauma people aren't that smart to realize Japanese aren't Chinese people.
Troma is ultra low budget. They film in New York and New Jersey when they were in business, so
Are they still in business?
I don't think so, no.
They were, I'd say about 6 years ago, because I went to a film festival and I saw a new trauma film.
Oh, really?
So I
Okay.
think trauma's still around, and I personally met Lloyd Kaufman.
Nice.
And so I should have brought it on this episode. I have a signed copy of the Toxic Avenger because he gave it to me.
That is amazing. That
He
is
was
cool.
walking out and he said, "Hi, do you have a DVD player?" That's how long ago I met him. And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Here you go," and hands me a signed copy of Toxic Avenger. Somewhere on my shelf, there still is a signed Lloyd Kaufman Toxic Avenger. Yeah, very nice man. I give him full credit. I have met Lloyd Kaufman.
Nice. All right. Our next movie is another You from 1991, directed by Maurice Phillips, starring Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor, Mercedes Rule, and Stephen Lang. So I
Is
believe
that
this
who the
is.
bad guy is, Stephen Lang?
I think so. Yes.
You forgot, there's somebody else in here. What is this?
Oh.
Kevin Pollak.
Yes, he is.
I clearly see Kevin Pollak. I'm like, that's Kevin Pollak. Really young Kevin Pollak. Okay. Doug, are we done with
Yes.
these movies? We still haven't done Stir Crazy, so I guess we're not doing Stir Crazy.
We will. That'll be on my next list. I wanted to end with what I thought was the best
Okay.
of
Well, I hope
Pryor
you
and
think this
Wilder.
is the worst, because this is a pile.
I mean,
From
yeah,
the
this.
opening scene when he's sitting there, I'm like, what? This is so cliche and terrible. They're in that meeting and they're all acting like idiots.
Yeah,
Awful.
that's I will admit that this was my first time watching this one, and I had heard it is the worst of the bunch.
Oh.
For me, it's a toss-up between this and Silver Streak, which is the worst of the
No,
four.
I hated this way worse than Silver Streak.
Fair. Silver Streak at least had some good going for it, but yeah, this was bad.
Okay, so let's go back. So we fit there. I just watched this like 2 nights ago, so I'm up to date. Richard Pryor is a con man. He goes, "Who can buy this guy? He's such a bad actor in this film. He's doing no comedy that I ever saw.
True.
None." And Gene Wilder, I don't know who he's playing. It's terrible. And Mercedes Rule looks still damn good to me. I'm still in.
Okay.
Still, I find her very attractive. If she doesn't talk, if she talks, I have a problem. But other than that, I'm good. I
Okay.
just film this is lacking direction at times. Like, how anybody can buy this premise? I don't get it. Even the actors. I'm like, are you guys desperate for cash and you wanted to do this pile of garbage? Like, it is
Possibly.
utterly dumb. Continually dumb, the whole film.
Yes.
And it just gets to the end, and I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah, the reading the premise, it sounds interesting. Richard Pryor's a con man, Gene Wilder's a pathological liar. So you think they could do something with a bunch of cons or something, but no, it's just the one long con in the movie. It's not I think it would have been better if they just did a bunch of little cons and maybe had the police coming after them or something. It could be
Maybe.
like a
I'm with
comedy
you.
cat and mouse, but instead it's just the one long con, and it's about inheritance and people thinking that Gene Wilder is actually this guy, Abe, but he says he's not Abe, but he's also a pathological liar, so who knows? You're right. This just isn't good. This, with men like Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, they're fantastic comedic actors, they're funny men. And the legends of them working together, it's like, oh, it must be great. I really think they've only made two great movies together. And one of the two great movies, Richard Pryor only wrote, he didn't act in. And that is Blazing Saddles.
Richard Pryor wrote Blazing Saddles.
Yes, he was one of the writers on Blazing Saddles.
Oh, that is a brilliant film.
The only movie they acted in together that I think is great is Stir Crazy. But that one also had Sidney Poitier as the director of it. Not that he's known for his directing, he's known for his acting. But you could see the way he works with actors. But we're not reviewing that movie right now. That's for next time. Yeah, this one just wasn't good. I have nothing really to say about it. This was like a 1 out of 5 for me. Just not good, and I feel bad that this is the last thing Wilder and Pryor worked on together. I wish there was more to this legendary pair, but there isn't.
I don't want more. Why do you want more? This was so bad.
Because I like comedy teams.
So do I.
I grew up
I
watching
watched
Abbott and
Bob Hope.
Costello. I like Laurel and Hardy, the Marx
Then do those
Brothers.
movies. They might be better.
I want a modern comedy team. I think the last
We
one we
have me
really
and you.
had,
We don't need anything else.
we did have Simon Pegg and Nick Frost for a little while, but
We
they haven't
did.
worked together for a little bit, so we'll see what happens. Let's see. So I guess we're kind of in agreement. This movie sucked. Okay, our next movie is a remake of one of my all-time favorite films. So now we are doing Night of the Living Dead from 1990, directed by Tom Savini, starring Patricia Tallman and Tony Todd. Now, like I said, just to get this right off the bat, the original Romero, Night of the Living Dead, is one of my all-time favorite films. That is in my
I do.
top 25 favorites of all times. This movie is not as good as that. This movie
Nope.
is not as original as that. But I like the update on this. I like Tom Savini. I like his makeup. I like that there's more gore in this because Romero didn't have that much gore in the 60s. And I like Tony Todd. Tony Todd from back in the day, he was always compelling. He was handsome. He was fun to watch. Patricia Tallman, I really only knew her from the TV show Babylon 5. So to see her in a starring role in this, she was good, but not great. Then again, I didn't think the original Barbara was fantastic as well. But that doesn't matter. What matters here is the zombies. Like I said, the makeup is fantastic. I like Tom Savini's direction. He is mostly known as an actor and a makeup artist. I think he showed he can direct a pretty good film here. It's not as great as the original, but I left this movie giving it like a 3 out of 5. I thought it was decent. I liked it. It will never replace the original, but I had fun with this, and Tony Todd was fantastic.
Listen, you can't replace an original classic. I mean, Night of the Living Dead
No.
started everything off. I enjoy the film. It's a solid film. I think I agree with everything you're saying. It's nice to see a remake that does something a little bit different, but sticks to long its guns, what it's supposed to do. I like the shoe selection. I like it had a little bit more money, and that I do think that does help a little bit with this kind of stuff. I mean, the first one's shot so cheaply. I think that's why it worked so well.
Yes.
And Tom Savini's good. I think Tom Savini knows how to make a film,
Yeah, he does.
which is good. I wish I could say more, but I mean, it's pretty much just the same movie. It's like watching these things with a few changes,
Yes, yeah.
which is fine. So if you like the original, you'll like this. I don't know what you want me to say here. I'm kind of like, yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm like, it works. It's good. It's enjoyable. The acting's fine. It's just not going to blow me away because I've already seen it.
I was waiting for you to come in and say this movie was garbage, it
No,
sucked. But no,
it wasn't that
we're
bad.
pretty much on the
I
same
wish
we're
I
on the
had
same
something to
page here.
argue with you
Yeah.
about. I was kind of like, I enjoyed this. But
Yeah.
to me, this is just one of those, okay, I'm done. I've seen it. Let's just move on to the next thing.
Sounds
I
good
mean,
to me.
it's just one of these B movies. It is a B movie, let's be honest.
Yes.
It's fun. It's enjoyable. You could watch it 100 times. You could read the lines, but you're always going to have the original to watch. And I'd rather put that on.
Fair. That is fair.
Are you going to give me the rest of the Night of the Living Dead? Is there more Night of the Living Dead movies I haven't seen?
I mean,
I've
there's
seen
the
Dawn of the Dead. I've seen the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
How about Day of the Dead, the Romero Day,
I don't know. Do I have to look this up?
where they're in not California, Florida for that one.
We'll look it up.
If you
Wait up
haven't
at
seen,
Letterboxd.
they're on a military base
I don't
underground.
remember. Why are you asking me hard questions,
I
Doug?
could put that one on the list. That's a good
Of
one.
course. I wish I could say more about this,
Okay.
but there's just literally nothing to talk about.
Fair.
Like, you're just like, I've seen this already. And that's what bugs me a lot. You know what I'm like. What is this movie called? Dawn of the Dead? No, Day of the Dead.
Yes.
Day of, see, people, I'm literally looking this up because Doug knows how many movies I watch. I don't recognize the cover.
Okay.
Will it tell me if I've read? How do I work? I click on this. 1985. You know what? I don't think I've seen it.
Okay. Then I will have to put that on a future list.
Because according to this, I have not seen. I mean, it's like watching the remake of The Avenger. I expected
Okay.
that to be a vast improvement over the original.
But it
It
wasn't.
wasn't.
Okay.
This, I was just hoping it didn't suck, which it
Okay.
didn't.
That
Does that
makes
make
sense.
sense?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I just sometimes I wonder why couldn't he have just done something different? But he didn't want to. He wanted to remake this. Okay,
Yes.
great. Yay for you, Tom Savini.
It's probably what he could get the money to do.
And that's a problem.
Yes.
That this money should be coming to us to sponsor this show.
That would be
So I
nice.
can get my
Yes.
donut.
Well, let's see how you felt about our feel-good movie of the episode, Save the Tiger, 1973, directed by John C. Avildsen, starring Jack Lemmon, Jack Gifford, Lori Heineman. So, what'd you think of Save the Tiger?
I'm going to kill you. I've seen this twice now.
Okay.
Would you, how would you know I've seen this before? You don't read my letterbox. I know, which is
I don't.
fine. We, that's one of our rules. And I still dislike this movie.
Okay.
I love Jack Lemmon. I went through this Jack Lemmon phase, and I pretty much watched everything Jack Lemmon. There's a few I haven't seen, not many. And I finished this. I'm like, I love the quippy dialogue. I love Jack Lemmon. I just filmed this film goes nowhere fast. I literally just felt this is the day in the life of Jack Lemmon. The only scene I enjoyed is when they go in the porn theater. Keep your eyes on the movie. I love that scene. Every time, both times I've seen the movie, I walked away loving that one scene.
Okay.
And I like when they go back in the second time. to the movie where they're gonna go do the deed. I'm like, keep your eyes on the movie. It's a great joke. It really is. And I like the Save the Tiger joke. It does come up during the movie. And that's the name of the porn movie, Save the Tiger, isn't it? I think that's the name of the
Maybe.
movie. I think the name of the porn is Save the Tiger.
I only noticed when she asked Jack Lemmon to sign the petition to save the tigers. I didn't realize that that was
I think it's the name of the
the
movie too,
porn.
because they say it a couple times. But I just think this it needs more plot. The plot is so paper thin. Literally, you're watching Jack Lemmon put on an acting performance of how good Jack Lemmon is. But I came out of this going, okay, still don't care. Still watching it twice. My rating is ex actually, I didn't re-rate a Letterboxd. I just don't. I went 2.5. I would have gone 2. The second time it's dropped because I'm like, I know the ending. So you tell me what I missed other than Jack Lemmon just putting on a fabulous performance.
That's the thing. I put this on the list because, like you, I love Jack Lemmon. I had never seen this before, but I know this is one of the movies that Jack Lemmon won an Oscar for. This is the one he
What?
won. He won his Oscar for lead actor
For
for this film.
this?
Yes.
Why?
Because he was great. He was
He
fantastic in this
is
movie.
fantastic in this film.
Like you said, this movie is a showcase for Jack Lemmon. Everybody else is just kind of hanging on to his coattails. And I think that's maybe the problem with the movie. I don't think there was really any other character in this movie that I could latch on to. I felt that it also, for me, ended in a pretty unsatisfying way. I wanted there to be more of a conclusion. Instead, it's kind of open-ended. We don't know if he will go ahead with the arson. We don't know if they'll get the insurance money. We don't know if the mob is going to come after him or if they will give him money. I saw this film as a day in the life of this character, and Jack Lemmon was fantastic at it. I personally just wanted more of a conclusion to the story. I ended up giving this a 3 out of 5. Pretty much just for Jack Lemmon, but I did. I wanted more of a conclusion. I wanted there to be something more to this. I understand that he's supposed to be like this morally upright guy. He turns down having sex with the hitchhiker. But then he, in the same film, is also saying, "No, go ahead. Let's burn this place down. We've already cooked the books. We're going to get audited." So he's
Oh.
not that moral, and we've seen he's not that moral. I don't know. I wonderful performance from Lemon, but I wanted a more definitive conclusion. I wanted to see maybe him either get away with it or get his comeuppance. I
Oh,
wanted
back
something
this up.
more.
Did you not think the hitchhiker looked like Linda Cardellini?
I hadn't thought about that until you just mentioned it, but yes.
Oh my
Yes, you
God,
did.
I could have sworn it was
Yes.
Linda Cardellini's mom.
Okay.
If you told me it was, I'd be like, yep, they look the same to me. I thought it was, if I'm remaking this and I have a younger Linda Cardellini, like Scooby-Doo era, or even Freaks and Greeks, she's it. That she looks exactly like a hitchhiker. Now he's Doug's looking it
Yeah, I have to look up
up.
the actress now and see
Because
who
I
it
know it
was.
looks like Linda Cardellini to me. So what's next up, Doug? Do we have any more movies? Oh, we have one more. I know we
We
do.
have two more.
Two more.
Next up, and this is for the Recently departed Robert Redford. It's a movie I've always wanted to watch, so I put it on the list. It is
Jeremiah
Jeremiah
Jones,
Johnson,
which you
directed
maybe will.
by,
Go
I'm
ahead.
sorry?
Never mind. I'll get there. I'm going to have some
Okay.
more chips.
Directed by Sydney Pollack, starring Robert Redford, Will Greer, Eileen Ann McCleary. I think it's my turn to go first here, but this movie is way more violent than its beginning led on. At first, do you remember how we were watching that Steve McQueen movie and I said it felt like a Wonderful World of Disney movie? That's what the beginning of this movie felt like to me. But I should have known things were going to change when I saw that John Milius did the screenplay for this movie, because Milius would not write Wonderful World of Disney. We see child murder in this movie, and we see like dead, bloody bodies of children in here. This movie is a lot darker than I thought it would be. I thought Redford was pretty great, though. I thought he gives just a wonderful performance. He commands the screen from the first time you see him. I guess fresh off the boat, he's looking to become a mountain man. So he's back then, he's clean shaven, doesn't have the wild mountain beard yet, but you see him grow into the role. What do my notes say? This is the biography of a man who goes from novice to old man of the mountain. And I thought that the film didn't really feel too long or too short. I felt it was very well paced, and I give all the credit to Pollock for that. I thought he paced this film very well. I was so taken aback when the settlers come upon Jeremiah Johnson when he has set up the house with this kid he took in along the way and his native wife, and then these settlers come and want to hire him as a tracker. When he gets back and finds his wife and adopted child murdered, I was not expecting that to happen. That took me by surprise, and that kind of propelled the second half of the movie. It was him going looking for revenge on the people who killed his family. This movie swings wildly. Like I said, it starts off feeling Disney-like. It's very adventure out in the mountains. He meets this older tracker who teaches him how to hunt and survive in the winters. And then it just gets darker the longer the movie goes on. And I kind of loved it. I gave this a 4 out of 5, this movie.
I did notice that because I had already seen Jeremiah Johnson once. You made
Okay.
me watch it again. Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
And my major problem with is still the same major problem I always have with Robert Redford. I find him so boring as an actor.
Really?
He doesn't interest me at all. Except for two movies, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Okay.
And All the President's Men, I love him in those. And I have not loved Robert Redford in anything. I find
Okay.
he's a poor man's Paul Newman. He takes no chances. I find this film is very boring. All the action is off screen for the most part. He shows up, things happen. I'm like, I don't find Jeremiah Johnson interesting. I think it's
Okay.
beautiful to look at. I think Sydney Pollack plays in a beautiful film. I think he does a great job. I think the costuming is good. Paul Benedict shows up with that terrible voice he has. And I still remember him from the Jeffersons as a kid. I'm like, oh, it's Paul Benedict. I know it's 2 seconds. It's Paul Benedict. This does nothing for me. I tried hard for you, Doug. I
Okay.
watched it again, and I still gave it exactly the same grade as I did 2 years ago. I walked away
Okay.
going, I'm unfulfilled by Robert Redford.
Wow, that
Unfulfilled.
is okay.
I don't get this thing. I know he's nice to look at. I feel that. I just don't find his films interesting.
Oh,
I
you see,
find him a poor man Newman. I'm like, he would never do a good role. He's once wants to be sugar-coated and sweet all the time. Look at me, I'm Robert Redford. I do no wrong.
Oh,
I
I don't know. I
I
mean, I
don't
love
see it. I've tried watching this. I
Three
was
Days of the
bored out
Condor.
of my. Saw that too, didn't like it. I
Oh,
think I even
okay.
have that rated. I'll even check. Let's see. Did I rate it? That was a while ago. I don't find a letterbox yet.
Okay.
So, 3 Days of the Condor. Yes, I've seen it. Sneakers, I don't think. Sneakers is good.
Sneakers is wonderful. Love
I haven't seen it.
Sneakers.
3 Days. Sidney Pollack again. Did I rate the 3 Days of the Condor? Nope, I just have it as watched. So,
Okay.
I watched it that long ago. Sneakers, I do love. I remember watching Sneakers as a kid.
Sneakers is more of an ensemble that
Right, so I mean,
he's
but I
not,
find
he's the
Redford
lead, but he's not the
doesn't
main.
do enough for me.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't find him interesting. I
Okay.
think he's equivalent to Brad Pitt. Am I on the right line? They look the same to me, kind of.
Yeah, and they've done movies together, him and Brad.
Right, but I think Brad's a better actor. Brad takes chances. I don't think Redford
Okay.
takes chances. Same with this film. I'm just fine. Okay, it's violent. It's all off screen though. If I saw his wife and son getting hacked, maybe I'd like it better.
Okay.
I felt kind of bad. I
That is a
did like the
take.
scene when he gets his wife. When he's with the other trader goes, I don't upset the chief because he can't one up you. You're in trouble.
Yes.
I did like that scene. I do think that was a well-shot scene, but overall, I still just, he's not going to do it for me. But all
Okay.
the Redford films you want, I'm killing you with Minnelli, you can kill me with Redford. There's a total
Fair
shot you
enough.
can hammer me.
I mean, I'll probably go back to Newman because I'm a bigger Paul Newman fan,
Which
but
is fine. I'd rather watch Newman any day.
after Redford passed, I had to put a Redford on the
I
list,
know,
so this was
I'm
it.
accepting of that.
Okay. All right, so we got one film left, and this is
Which
the
I did
holdover
watch.
from last
Well, that
episode.
wasn't my fault. You
Okay.
fed me the wrong film.
I swear I gave you The
Yeah.
Cincinnati Kid, so that's what we'll
Shit.
talk
I
now.
did watch it.
Directed by Norman Jewison, starring Steve McQueen,
Really?
Edward G.
Jewison directed it? I didn't even
Robinson,
notice.
Anne Margaret, Carl
Yeah.
Malden, and Tuesday Weld. So,
The great Tuesday Weld pops up again. I
yes.
see her a lot, surprisingly. She worked a lot in that one
She did
period.
work a lot. She worked a hell of a lot, yes.
Okay, since it's, I guess I get to go first.
Yep.
I enjoyed this immensely. The card game does not work at
Okay.
all. They screw up the card game. And okay, I do have, I'm going to drop. I liked everything about this film. I gave it 3.5. I think I finally graded it.
Okay.
I think it's good. The problem is the card game doesn't work. They talk how good the kid is, how he perceptive he is, all the things the kid can do. He doesn't see that coming.
Yes.
Big problem for me. So the kid walks away with nothing at the end.
Yes.
And Edward G. Robinson was so good in this again. What a great actor.
Oh no, he's amazing. Yes.
And I came away from this, I'm going, Steve, this is a good movie. Jewison, excellent film. Just the card game is too effing slow. The problem is, I think, because I play cards.
Okay.
And I know how cards are played, and I just have problems with the pacing of the card game.
I get that. I get that.
And I don't like the ending because I think he would have seen it coming. If this film was made today, he would win. I don't need him to win.
Yes.
I
Okay.
really don't. The walk away at the end, I thought was a little slap in the face when he loses to the kid at whatever game he's playing with the kid. I'm like, oh, you're not there yet. I'm like, kid. I'm like, really? Okay. I thought we were going to have some redemption for him, but we don't. The
No,
queen
not
doesn't
really.
get redemption, which maybe I should like it more because of that. Anne Margaret is beautiful. God, just not hard in my eyes at all. Neither is Tuesday Wells. But I didn't like the card game. I thought that I was right into this movie until we hit the card game. And
Okay.
that's where it kind of fell apart for me as the card game.
See,
Too long and uninteresting.
when I first watched this movie, for some reason I had it in my head it was a billiards movie. I thought it would be like The Hustler or
Oh.
Color of Money. I did not know it was a card game. I didn't know it was a poker movie. So that I was like, oh, okay, a completely different sport. I was in a different headspace. I thought the film was okay. Definitely not the best card game movie I've seen.
No.
But I do agree with you. I think if he's as good as everybody says he is, he would have seen that coming at the end. But other than that, I cannot say anything bad about this cast. This
Nothing
cast
wrong
I
with the
thought
cast.
was amazing. I mean, from McQueen to Robinson and Margaret, Tuesday Weld, Carl Malden, they're
Love
all
Carl
like these
Malden.
great 60s, like their faces even. They don't even have to say anything, just their faces can tell a story. And I love that. Norman Jewison, he's a director who really can do almost anything, it feels like. He can do these dramas, he could do like real life biographical pictures like Hurricane. I think he's often an overlooked director. I think he should be heralded maybe a bit more. I think he's in like the same league as Robert Altman, a guy who I think is fantastic, who sometimes just gets overlooked by these bigger, flashier names in directing. This one, I think I gave it like a 3.5 or a 4 out of 5 on this one. I really enjoyed it. And you could see why Steve McQueen is a star. He might not be the best actor in this movie, but you are watching him. You
Oh, he's wonderful in this film.
cannot take your eyes off him. This
He's
is
so
like
good.
McQueen in his prime, like
I
this,
agree.
Bullet, those, I love those movies. I love those performances.
So, Doug, did you buy anything?
Not recently, no, I have not.
Now, one question I forgot to ask you. When you went on vacation this summer,
Yes.
did you frequent any stores that sell stuff we would like?
Not in Dublin, no.
Did you
Mo
see one?
No, I wasn't really looking, to be honest. Mostly went to like museums and tours, and then we just hit pubs and stuff. Wasn't
Okay.
really a shopping trip.
Oh, every trip's a shopping trip for me.
Okay.
Because as I told you, my daughter has, there are two stores that I go to when I go visit her. One's
Okay.
an all DVD store with video games, and one's an antique store.
Oh, that's cool.
But I
Okay.
also found a used bookstore when I was driving out, which I did not check out, but I will next time I'm there.
Okay.
So, Doug, I guess there's only one
Yes.
thing left to do. If they make it,
We will eventually watch it. Yes.
very, very true.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye, folks.